The new traffic light system, it's an enhancement of our existing recycling service, really. Starting this morning, we're going to be starting to use some coloured bin hangers in small pockets of the borough where recycling performance is relatively low. They really help inform residents who've put the wrong things in their bin what was wrong without the need to contact the council to find out. The red hanger will state that the contamination within the bin was bad enough that we couldn't empty the bin on that occasion. And the yellow one says that we were able to empty it, but there were some items in there that weren't correct, and it asks the residents to make sure they don't put that in there in the future. Both hangers have got a tick list on the back, which help to indicate which items within the bin caused the problem. And the green one is simply a thank you for recycling well, and it'll be used occasionally when someone's managed to improve their overall recycling performance. But everyone should have a blue glass box, which goes out at the same time as their blue recycling bin. If anyone doesn't have a glass box, then you can contact us and we'll arrange a replacement for free.
So why was there a need for the scheme?
Unfortunately, people do sometimes put the wrong items into their blue bin or into their glass box. And when they do, it can cause problems further down the line, either when we're trying to sort out the recyclables or when we're trying to actually reprocess them into new materials. So it's really important to make sure that we only pick up the items that we need to recycle further down the line.
So the question is, if you're picking up the rubbish, how are they going to work out what's been contaminated in the bins? Is there going to be a process of going through the bins each time?
There's no real change to our overall process. What the crews will do is they'll open the lid and they'll have a look at the items that are on the top. Whilst that doesn't give us an indication of everything that's within the bin, it does give us a good enough indication to say whether the bin is likely to contain the right materials or whether we can see some of the wrong materials in there. What we don't want the crews to be doing is to be picking all the way through the bins, because for a start it'll take them ages, and for a second it's not very safe for them to be starting to pick through to actually look further down the bin. So a visual inspection of what's on the top is good enough to tell us what's likely to be in the bin further through.
So what are the consequences of having a red hanger?
If you have a red hanger, it will mean that you've put something in the bin like food waste. And food waste may well not just contaminate the materials that you have put in your bin. It can actually spread to the other materials in the load. So we have to be very careful to make sure that with those kinds of things, it can easily end up spoiling an entire load of otherwise good quality recycling, which we really want to avoid. So if you've put in things like food waste or garden waste or nappies, and people do unfortunately sometimes put these things into their recycling bin, we don't empty the bin on that occasion. We ask residents, and this is what the hanger says, to remove them and leave the bin out again for the next collection, when we will then empty it.
So what are the usual items that people get wrong when recycling?
Most commonly plastic bags, either on their own, or sometimes people tie their materials up in plastic bags. And that probably comes from a good place, thinking it'll help us to sort them out because they're all together in the same place. But it actually makes it much harder for us because it's a largely automated process and the machines find it very difficult to split open a bag full of recyclables. And it's very difficult for us to know what's within them as well. So plastic bags is one. Food waste is another. Drinks cartons like Tetra Paks, orange juice cartons, that kind of thing. Shredded paper. A problem that we find is quite a few people put glass into their blue bin rather than putting glass into the glass box, which everyone should have as well. And that can cause a problem as well with the paper. So we're asked to make sure that glass only goes in the glass box and not in the blue bin. So I think that's probably the common problem items for us.
Where can we go for more information?
For more information, you should visit our website, where there is a whole host of recycling-based information, which is www.rushmore.gov.uk.